Ms. Waters, thank you. Turn on the recording. Thank you for doing that. Has everyone been admitted? Laura, can you hear me?
Yes. I'm just trying to get my recording. I don't know why that's not going. Okay, we're good.
You good? Okay. So with that said, let's begin. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Borough of Englewood Cliffs Signed Eye and Reorganization Meeting. Today is January 5th, 2022. It is approximately 6:35 p.m. in the evening, and I call this meeting to order. The meeting is being called to order virtually. With that said, I'd like to have everyone rise wherever you are and salute the flag of the great country that we live in, the United States of America. Say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
I'd also like to observe a moment of silence for a resident who passed away last week. Her name was Patience Zabala. If you recall, we celebrated Patience's 100th birthday about a year and a half ago, and she passed away last week. So if we can all just have a moment of silence and respect. Thank you.
Councilman's got a problem with the...
Okay, thank you for doing that. And when we are having a moment of silence, Mr. Luciano, it's a moment of silence. It's respectful. Somebody passed away. Someone's mother passed away. A resident's mother passed away. It's nice to not speak during that moment.
I apologize. I thought you had muted me.
No. I thought you could mute yourself for once.
Then I don't get on mute.
If we can, Madam Clerk, could you please read the Open Public Meetings Act statement into the record?
Adequate notice of this virtual meeting has been provided in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, setting forth the time, date, place, and purpose of this meeting through a legal notice published in the record and posted in the borough website.
Okay, appreciate that. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mayor Kranjak?
Present.
Councilman Farrow?
Here.
Councilman Park?
Here.
Councilman DiGregorio?
Present.
Councilman Luciano?
Present.
Council President Katrubis? Council President Katrubis?
You're muted, Tim.
Oh. Uh-oh. He's muted.
Tim?
I'm here.
Okay. Just did roll call.
Yep, thank you.
I see two Tims.
Attorney Munch?
Here.
And Administrator Thompson Chin.
Okay, thank you. Is she here, Ms. Chin?
She is.
I didn't hear her. Okay. So on the agenda, we have matters listed below are considered routine and will be enacted by one motion of the council and one roll call vote. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member requests an item be removed for consideration. And this would be resolution 21:252, payment of vouchers. Have a motion to approve?
So move.
Have a second, please.
Second.
I have a question, Mayor. Maybe you recognize, please.
Are you trying to remove an item?
I have a question, Mayor. Can I be recognized, please?
I'm just following what I was provided. If it's a question to remove something, yes. If it's something else, no. Unless the council permits you.
May I have permission to speak, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I noticed on, this is for the bill list. Is that correct? Is that what we're paying?
Correct.
Okay, I have a question that regarding the payment to O'Toole and Strivo. Can someone that's going to vote for this or tell me what this payment is for? Because I thought that we had, or you had voted on paying a certain amount, and I see in this O'Toole Shrivo bill list is $65,000. And I'd like to hear from either councilman, any of my other council members, or even the mayor, which I mean, I know he doesn't vote on them, but if someone could tell me what these payments of $65,000 to O'Toole for, and who's authorizing it, since I might be mistaken, but I believe at the last meeting we authorized, I believe, 50,000, and it seems as though it's 65,000 on the bill list. And if maybe Councilman Farrow or Park or Katrubis can, or Mayor Kranjak can tell us what this is for, tell the public what this is for.
Just a quick question. When you refer to you in your statement, who are you referring to as you approved?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out, since no one's, not that I haven't seen the bill. Have you approved it, Mr. Mayor?
No, I don't approve bills. Oh, okay. But I'm just asking
you. Sign off on the check, no, Mr. Mayor?
I'm sorry, I have the floor.
I'm just asking, the floor. You interrupted.
I'm asking you to clarify the word "you approved." Two words. You approved. You mentioned.
Well, "you" is plural. It means multiple things and multiple people, which could include yourself. I know it doesn't include myself, and I know it doesn't include. Let me finish, please.
I clarified. It's not me.
Let me finish, please.
Okay.
I know it. Let me finish, please. I know it doesn't. Let me finish, please. I know it doesn't include Councilman DiGregorio, so I'm just wondering if anyone on the council, because if someone in the public asked me what the payment is for, I would tell them I have no idea.
Okay,
so hold it right let me there. Finish, please. Let me finish.
I'm going to ask Mr. Mensch.
Let me finish, please. So if someone
wants an explanation,
one of my council members, Mr. Mensch, don't vote on it.
You asked for an explanation, Mr. Mensch. Can you explain it to Mr. Luciano, please?
Yes, sir. So back in, I believe it was the end of November or early December, there was a resolution that authorized, there has been two authorized payments to O'Toole Shrivo. The first was about $63,000. The second was about $67,000. This is the actual payment. The council passed a resolution back at those meetings to authorize the payment, but this is actually effectuating that. So the second payment to O'Toole Shrivo has not been made. This is making the payment that was previously authorized.
I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. I apologize.
That's right. So December 28th or 29th meeting, there was no action on O'Toole Shrivo at that time. There was a resolution that was on the agenda, but there's been some back and forth with CFO about what's necessary or not. So there was no actual action on the 28th. With regard to O'Toole Shrivo at all. So this goes back to November. This is paying a portion of the bills that was authorized so far by the council. There still remains an outstanding balance on those invoices that has not yet been authorized or yet been paid.
And how much is that balance, sir?
The total bills that O'Toole Shrivo has indicated that the borough owes them is about $330,000. They've indicated that they would accept about $257,000, which was the number that Judge Farrington had mentioned in her order back in September. To date, the council has paid, with issuance of this payment, the council has paid them approximately $130,000, which remains a, you know, the council has not agreed to pay them more than that. There's been no authorization yet or payments issued for any difference.
Okay, and just for the public and my understanding, this was O'Toole and Shrivo who were originally authorized not to exceed 100,000. Is that correct?
It's more complicated than that, because their approvals span two different years with a couple different sets of approving resolutions, including a recent one from the planning board in December, extending their 2021 approval. It's more complicated than that, sir.
Okay, thank you for your explanation. I'm glad that we have that you have the information for us. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay, can I have a motion, please?
So I'm sorry, if I may, Mayor, I apologize. Just so that I'd like to separate that out, because I'm going to vote no on that one. Everything else I'll vote yes on, but I'd like the record to reflect that I'm voting no on the O'Toole Shrivo payments, please.
Okay. I'll just take a roll call. Maybe we had a first and a second. Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
You sure that's the way you voted? I'm voting yes to everything except for the you're, because you're including everything. And I just want to make sure Councilman DiGregorio is aware as well. I'm voting yes to everything, but except O'Toole and Shrivo. And I thought, and I just want to make sure the councilman's clear, because I know he just voted no. So if he'd like to.
Yes and no to Shrivo, that I thought we were just voting.
That's why I wanted to make sure you're on the foot.
Thank you. Have you guys now just combined yourselves, or are you going to be in the
Yeah, board? We're just one, so you can just call on either one of us. We'll vote together. Thank you.
Council President Katrubis.
Yes.
Okay, let me pass this, Mayor.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Next on the agenda are Mayor's comments and remarks. So I will actually do remarks once in my annual address, but purposes of this agenda and the signed die meeting, I just want to thank everyone at the borough, all our employees, all our residents for getting through another very difficult year. Very proud to be the mayor of Englewood Cliffs, and I thank everyone. Tremendous gratitude extended to everyone. And I'll have more to say later. So if I may, I think I need a motion to close the signed die portion. Matt, is that correct?
Yes, we can do that. It's because we have the same councilman being reelected, it's more of a formality, but we can do that.
Make the motion.
Take a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Anyone recusing? Anyone abstaining? Okay. So the signed die portion of the meeting has been closed. And I guess the corollary to that is I need a motion to open the reorganization part of the meeting. So can I have a motion to do that?
Make the motion.
Excuse me.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed, recusing, or abstaining? Okay. So welcome to the reorganization portion of the meeting. We have two councilmen who are being sworn in this evening. Have you already been sworn in? I was told that you were.
Councilman?
Yeah, we've already been sworn in. Thank you, sir.
Okay, just make sure you provide the oath.
I already did it.
The oath of office to the borough clerk. Okay.
I already did it, thank you,
and then,
sir.
Can I have a motion to seat Kinga Zemecki, who was also sworn in?
I make the motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Can I have a roll call?
Excuse, how about discussion, please?
If you'd like to have discussion, you may discuss.
Yeah, I'm curious as to what this is and who made the motion and who's seconding it. And it's not on the agenda, which I know that the mayor for many months that I was here with, not on the agenda. Matter of fact, it's not even on the agenda that we have printed right now. So I thought we had, if this is adding another council member.
This is filling a vacancy.
Yeah, but I believe that, and Mr. Munch, if you could please clarify this. It's
well, the
not
appointment would supersede any.
I believe I'm speaking, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Yes, so I'm answering.
I know, and you'd like to interrupt. Okay. So,
Mr. Munch, if you could please,
I'd like to speak. Mr. Munch,
we have a motion from Mr. Farrell, and we have a second from Mr. Park. We had discussion from Mr. Luciano.
Yeah, and my discussion is not
to
my
fill,
discussion is not
fill
done
the
yet.
Vacancy.
So I'd like to have an explanation, and I'd like to have legal clarification.
That's fine. I'm going to do that right now. So stop speaking.
I wish that the mayor would at least allow me to speak. Or this
Mr.
is
Mr. Mensch has the floor.
Every single meeting is going to go. Okay, let me finish
Mr.
my question
Luciano,
without being
question.
Interrupted. So, Mr. Luciano,
you asked your
once
question.
This, once this, once
you want to ask your question again, go ahead. You could ask your question again.
That this was going to be left vacant. If it seems as though there's a reversal, and I'd like to understand if the council has the ability, if this is what I'm understanding, to now fill the vacancy once the council made the determination, even though it's not on the agenda, and that are
okay,
we...
Okay, we understand the question.
We refill the position.
We understand the question.
I don't care if you understand the question. I'm not asking my question. How can you understand it if I didn't finish it?
You asked it five times.
So, Mr. Munch, if you could please explain to us without the mayor so rudely interrupting like he's going to do for the next 2 years, well, maybe one, it just depends. So if you could please explain that to us and the public.
Are you quitting?
Yes.
No, so, I think you might be recalled.
Oh, good.
Councilman,
I love a challenge.
My understanding is since the council passed a resolution indicating its intent to keep the seat vacant, the only way that the council could alter course would be for the council first to pass a resolution indicating its intent to fill it, which would then trigger the notice requirements to the municipal committee, which would have to take place. I am not aware that we could fill, even if the council intended to fill the vacancy. I don't believe it can be done in one vote.
Mr. Munch, you've been wrong so often in the last 3 months. This is a vacancy that the council can fill with, despite your obstacles to doing so.
No, Mayor, that's
there's
not
a motion. Well, let's do it this way. There's a motion. There's a second. Let's have a vote.
Well, let's have discussion like the Roberts.
We just discussed. How much discussion do you need, Mr. Luciano? Well,
until I'm satisfied with an answer. That once again, and I'd like
to. Okay, can I have a motion to end the discussion?
May I speak, you're going to not take the advice of our council, which suits your needs. But now I think Councilman DiGregorio is trying to be recognized. Okay. And so I think that discussion is not done yet.
Mr. DiGregorio, go ahead. Mr. Luciano, please don't interrupt Mr. DiGregorio.
Please don't interrupt us.
So may I question Mr. Munch that you are your legal opinion is that we have to pass a resolution first. Is that not correct?
My legal opinion is that there is no ability of this council to seat another council member besides Councilman Luciano and Councilman DiGregorio this evening. If the council's intent is to try to fill the seat which is currently vacant, the only legal way, which I'm aware, would be for the council to pass a resolution, otherwise, indicating its intent to now fill it, which would then trigger the requirements that it be notified to the municipal committee. They'd have to convene, select three names, get back to the committee, and we'd have that process, start.
Ms. Zemecki took the oath of office 2 months ago.
And it was void then, just like it's void now.
She took the oath of office.
We have a difference here. So how do we proceed legally?
Why don't we have the motion reformed to satisfy Mr. Munch so we don't waste the whole night over this and basically make a motion to Mr. Perro, you may want to make the motion to fill the vacancy created by William Wu's resignation and then go from there.
So my understanding, excuse me, was that this vacancy was going to be until the next election, which would be this coming November. That needs to be reversed, and we need to follow our legal advice from Mr. Munch. We cannot short.
You guys haven't followed any laws in the last 3 months, so this is one where, if you want, we could
follow any 6 years.
We could just reopen that vacancy Mr. Munch said.
I'm not finished.
Mr. Farrell, will you actually?
I wanted to make that motion.
Just a second, okay?
Councilman DiGregorio,
I want to talk to you about it. Okay. I didn't know that about this procedure. Then, we want to discuss later on. I'm going to withdraw second. So please discuss later on, okay?
Thank you, sir. That's what I thought. Let's all follow the law.
That was very brave of you, Mr. Park. Okay. Move on. They're not going to second it.
Because I want to follow about the the lawyer's advice. Okay. I'm not going to at this time going to continue this one. So I want to withdraw about my second. Please do that.
Thank
Mr.
you,
Farrell, do you want,
for holding your oath.
Do you want to make the motion to open the vacancy?
Excuse me.
You want to make the motion?
I think you just had
your. I'm sorry. I have the mayor. Please hold
the floor. Not on the agenda. You have to control the room.
It's not on the agenda.
Mr. Farrow, do you want to make the motion to fill the vacancy?
I do. I want to make the, yes.
So moved. Okay. Is there a second?
Hearing none. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Luciano, you don't have the floor. We follow Robert's Rules of Order, which means that you have to be recognized by the chair. I am the chair. You're not recognized.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, moving on. I'm very happy to see that we are joined this evening by Reverend Claude Hubbard. Claude is the light that comes into the room at all our gatherings when we have an invitation or a benediction. So I am, Claude, I'm delighted that you always answer the call of prayer and of community. Just so the public knows who Claude is a Marine veteran, Naval Academy graduate, served many years in the U.S. Marine Corps, and is an ordained reverend who we love to be with. And as I said, you are the light into this somewhat dark day and sometimes dark meetings. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, everybody. I appreciate it. It's always an honor and a privilege to be here. If I may lead us in prayer for a moment, take a moment. Dear Lord, it's the beginning of a new year. There's a lot of challenges to be faced ahead. We find our country in difficult days in many ways, and yet the hope of your light shines forth. We would come to you, we would call on you now and ask that you be with us in the meeting tonight. Even thus far, we can see that there are tensions and there are challenges, and that this may characterize some of the days ahead. I pray, Lord, that for all of us, we will heed your word. And I have two passages for us to hopefully guide us and to guide the council, and how the council will lead our town, for our people and our children are counting on them to lead wisely and to lead well, to lead compassionately and to lead respectfully, to lead lovingly, speaking the truth in love, never backing away from truth, but never using it as a weapon, never seeking just everybody's approval, and in so doing, abandoning the truth. It's a difficult balance to face. It's a difficult balance to find, but I pray that you will help them to do that. I pray that they may follow your wisdom in Proverbs chapter 3 that says that we should trust in the Lord with our whole hearts and lean not unto our own understanding. Each and every one of them, Lord, is capable. Each and every one of them comes to the table with a set of life experiences. May we hear each other. May they share respectfully with each other. May they disagree in a dignified manner and find ways to lead our borough forward in a way that is not just profitable, though we ask that they be wise with the money that we have, but in a way that is compassionate and decent, and serves as a model for how we in our community can address each other and address the problems that we face. I ask, Lord, your blessing of Galatians chapter 5, that they will be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Against the power of your Spirit, there is nothing that can stand. It's going to be hard, Lord. There are differences. Some days it's going to be difficult. We'll be coming from bad days into potentially tense conversations. I pray that you will give each member here the ability on those days to pause, to offer a prayer to you, to step back, and to come in seeking, Lord, to model your love for each other, seeking, Lord, your wisdom in each situation, offering the grace that you offered us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in so doing, that we can model to other communities a way that two parties, some with strong differences, can come together to lead our people to disagree with dignity and respect, but you always seek a way to find a common ground so that our community can grow and can flourish, that our children can grow in a safe environment. Lord, bless each member here, and I thank you for each member here. I pray that you will pour out your spirit upon each one tonight and in the coming year. I pray that you will watch over them and their families to keep them safe from harm, physically, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I pray you will bless our town under their leadership so that we may see 2022 as a blessing after so many difficult years, especially the last two, Lord. May they be the reason that this year is a blessing and a renewal of our hope in our country and in the dream of a great life in America. Bless them in abundance, Lord. We all need it. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you so much, Reverend Hubbard. Happy New Year to you and to your family. I noticed that Mr. DiGregorio and Luciana were chatting away, so they missed Proverbs and Galatians, so they'll probably be catching up with you later and getting a refresher.
More than happy to post it for the minutes for anybody who would want it.
Thank you. It'll be on the video. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's so amusing.
Okay, all the best. We're on the agenda, and I again need the Open Public Meetings Act statement read for the reorganization portion, Ms. Borchers.
Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, setting forth the time, date, place, and purpose of this meeting through a legal notice published in the record and posted on the borough website.
Thank you very much. We are now up to the part of the agenda that I like most. This is my second favorite thing as being mayor. The first one is reading Dr. Seuss to school children in town once a year. And the annual address by the mayor is the second thing I like most. So with that said, Ms. Borchers, if people start speaking or making noise, please just mute them during my speech. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to the Borough of Englewood Cliffs 2022 Annual Reorganization Meeting. Thank you all for joining us virtually. I truly hope that we can meet together in person again very soon. As you know, like 2020, 2021 was an incredibly challenging year for our community and our state. Our public health workers, police officers, firefighters, public work employees, and our teachers have worked extremely hard this past year to overcome some of the most challenging situations in recent history. We are so grateful for all they have done for our community last year and what they will do for us in the future. Thank you for rising above and beyond the call of your duty. On this governing body, we've always been deeply opinionated and have had disagreements over a variety of issues and projects. Okay, over most issues and projects, but it's our community that keeps me working for our residents. Many of the disagreements, theatrics, abhorrent behavior from someone council, and the reporting of that behavior by those at Eye on the Cliffs and the record, it's all an act. It's a sham. It's all part of the political theater that I live in, that you live in. Politically driven and money driven feigned hatreds, virtue signaling, disparaging comments, and as recently demonstrated by Mr. Luciano, attempts at physical intimidation are all an act to get control and power. That's it. Once they have control and power, the theater ends and the corruption begins, as we witnessed in 2019 and 2020 with the Democrat-controlled majority and the very, very suspect affordable housing settlement. Those are all actions of the weak. My strength comes from always being driven to do what is lawful
no matter how the press is told to portray it by the local Democrats, and to do it with consistency. I love Englewood Cliffs. I love our residents, and I love living in the great borough that we have here. When I am in the political majority, and because of those passions, we achieve great things together, even if it takes a few months for the dust to settle, as we have just seen happen. We are now on a clear course, and those that are not going to work with us are of absolutely no consequence. In 2021, we accomplished many wonderful things for Englewood Cliffs and its residents. First, after 40 years, we finally commenced our own affordable housing project, and we were awarded with 9% tax credits from the state of New Jersey. Those tax credits were critical and were hard fought for. We had an extremely tight time frame with dozens of deadlines that the prior council majority and their cronies abandoned, as they often have done since I became mayor, in order to try making me fail and then writing about it in their partisan propaganda and newsletters. That's how they wanted it to work, but they failed again, and I succeeded. You missed reading about this victory in the record, because of course the record ignores my accomplishments. I saved the town $4 million by getting the 9% tax credits instead of the paltry 4%. While I certainly don't agree with the New Jersey affordable housing regime, I complied with it, as I always said I had to, because it's the law. And with the incredible help of one person, we met every deadline. She answered every question. She provided every document requested and re-requested. She worked on this project around the clock for months. We did it to save you money in a corrupt system, a system not of our residents' making, but of our residents' burden. The person who did all the work was our former borough administrator, Carol McMorrow, who this council took for granted, failed to ever thank, and treated terribly. Despite all that, she did her job and she did it well. And we have $4 million more in our coffers to show for it. Thank you, Carol. The $4 million saved will now be translated into an incredible park, athletic fields, dog park with lights and other services for our senior citizens and our other residents. I kept the town open for business despite being surrounded by state and local government officials mandating shutdowns and other authoritarian demands. Unfortunately, Governor Murphy was reelected, but fortunately, he must have read my recently published opinion piece in the Star Ledger, "It will not shut down New Jersey again." We accomplished a COVID-19 vaccination rate of over 92%. We did so not with mandates, but with our neighbors making their own life decisions consistent with the way America was established. Yes, individual freedom and liberty are paramount and have become even more important when politicians are trying to run every aspect of your life. Our residents are intelligent, hardworking, and full of the intellectual curiosity that makes us a great melting pot. Of course, we all questioned science. We had our questions answered, and then we made the decision to be vaccinated and now boosted. I take this opportunity to inform you that as of yesterday, there were 34 new COVID-19 cases in Englewood Cliffs over the last 7 days. Last week, there were 28. The good news, as we all now understand, is that this Omicron variant has milder symptoms, if any at all. The number of new cases in Englewood Cliffs increased approximately 1.1 times from last week. Surrounding towns that have increased their new COVID cases between 1.1 times to 2.7 times the previous week. So Englewood Cliffs has the lowest rate of increase again. That's the good news. The total number of cases in Englewood Cliffs from the beginning of the pandemic is now 558. Very sadly, however, we have had 9 residents die of COVID-19, with the last death being over a year ago. I offer my condolences, thoughts, and prayers for them and to their families. Our next accomplishment was the LG Electronics New American headquarters being now fully functioning, and we continue to welcome LG as a wonderful neighbor. I believe it is the most technologically advanced building in New Jersey, perhaps the East Coast. You can't miss it when you're driving around town. It looks great. And they also, if you notice, they had wildflowers growing on their campus for most of the summer, which looked tremendous. Now, do a little pivot here in terms of accomplishments. We continue to seek justice for our residents from the results of four former attorneys that represented the borough during the Democrat Council Majority Suspect Affordable Housing Settlement. I understand that the owners of 800 Sylvan threw their hands up and ran out of town recently, selling off the property at 800 Sylvan in order to cover their debt positions on the property. We welcome the new owner and will welcome them even more if they pivot back to a commercial redevelopment of that property. I understand they want to meet with me and I will gladly do so. The Englewood Cliffs Police Department is once again the police department that other towns wish they had. Well done, Chief Henkelman and all your other officers and staff. The Englewood Cliffs Fire Department has been incredibly busy during 2021. And when I see and hear them around town doing all their great work, it's even more impressive that they are all volunteers. They don't get paid, but they always show up. I thank them and I thank everyone, and I ask everyone to listen to their warnings about fire safety, as so many fires are avoidable with vigilance and care. I thank our DPW Superintendent Mark Neville and his department for all their work keeping the town just always looking great. They are outside working in rain and or shine, hot or cold weather. Our Borough Hall employees continue as the unseen heroes of the borough, making sure all the administration, tax, finance, public health, and building departments are fully functioning, and I thank them. And our last accomplishment was that I received a certificate of recognition from the Nature Conservancy in recognition of my contributions to protect the most incredible and threatened places and species around the world through conservation at this important time. So the myth is that Republicans don't care about the environment, and that's only a myth. I care tremendously about the environment. I also want to personally thank Rosemary Weber, currently the person who's really running Borough Hall. Rose had such a difficult year for many heartbreaking reasons, but she continued serving our community with professionalism and poise in a most pleasant manner. We as a community are grateful to Rose for all she does. Thank you, Rose. Now, it's important that while America is deeply divided, we find common ground at the local level. As mentioned, throughout this pandemic, we've been able to keep businesses in Englewood Cliffs open. We've gotten our children back in the classroom to learn together instead of spending long days on Zoom. We've made great progress together on some of the most sensitive issues that unite us in Englewood Cliffs, but quite frankly, divide the rest of the country. And while it's easy to dwell in our differences, at the start of this exciting new year, it's important to focus on what unites us. Englewood Cliffs is a beautifully diverse community and home to many first, second, and third generation immigrants. Despite our political differences, it's clear just by walking down our streets that our community is united in our love of country and our love for the spirit of America. I would bet that more than any other town in New Jersey, our residents have come to America and are living the American dream. My goal is to make certain that America is always appreciated and cherished. There is no country in the history of the world with as much organic opportunity as the United States. There are no governmental barriers on anyone's potential, except for recently imposed barriers seeking equality of outcomes, which must be rolled back. America is a beacon of hope for billions of people across the globe, and our neighboring city across the Hudson River is known for its ability to take the hardworking, savvy, and entrepreneurial men and women from rags to riches. This is only possible in America. Don't ever doubt America's greatness. Don't stand for anyone telling you otherwise. And don't ever think America's greatness resides in the domain of her elected or appointed officials. America's greatness comes from its citizens and the freedoms and liberties those citizens have to fully participate. I often chuckle when I see one of our councilmen promoting the United Nations and not America on his lapel pin, with sustainability goals that seek to knock America down to the mediocrity and feudalism of many other countries. Wake up, David. In 2021, sadly, I lost my father after a brief illness and a broken heart from losing my older sister a few months earlier. Both were incredible engineers, and their loss has gravely impacted my family, their work families, and in the case of my sister, her NYU students. My mom and dad came to America with very little. They came from a communist country. They came from a country where property rights, religious rights, rights of assembly, and individual liberties were non-existent. We just didn't have those. When my father came to America, he designed machine tools as his first job and ended up owning the company and working there for 65 years up until the time of his death. He started from nothing, provided for his family, and educated my sisters and me. My mother and father learned English with us and took us to mass every Sunday and never looked back. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the American dream. It is not the dream of any other country. It is not the dream of the United Nations. And it is not the dream of any Marxist, socialist, or authoritarian ideology. It is the American dream. And my family and I are overwhelmingly thankful to this great country. Rest in peace, Dad and Suzanne. And that's why we must preserve and protect America's spirit for the next generation and generations to come. We owe it to our children to give them the opportunities that we were afforded. And it's my belief that in order to do this, we must undergo a deep cultural shift at the national level, but it starts locally. While our community values what our country has afforded us, it's clear that this belief is no longer held by many in our government or in our schools, perhaps on this council, and in our universities, and of course in the mass media. They want you to think America is inferior. There's a new disdain for our country and a feeling of guilt that stems from some of the most evil and failed political teachings that every now and then have a resurgence, dressed up like the proverbial pig with lipstick. It's still a pig, David. And whether or not you believe that America must atone for our nation's past wrongdoings, it is critical that we build our country up rather than tearing it down. It is critical that we inspire a nation of victors rather than a nation of victims. It is critical that we empower rather than prohibit. We owe it to our children and grandchildren to stop this destructive cultural propaganda that is eating away at the American spirit. If we destroy the spirit and the promise of America, we destroy America and all that goes with it. Again, it starts locally. And this cultural restoration begins inside of our classroom. It begins with inspiring students to do their best, to strive for greatness and aspire for excellence. As you know, in Englewood Cliffs, the teaching of radical critical race theory is not part of the curriculum. I thank the strong leadership of Dr. Jennifer Brower for her professionalism and leadership. The hateful teachings of critical race theory are sadly taught or projected on students throughout our country. And those teachings are at the root of America's cultural collapse and signal the possible end of the American spirit. Critical race theory pits neighborhood kids against each other. It sorts children into buckets by race and ethnicity. It tells minority students that they are a victim of their circumstances. Not only is critical race theory morally wrong, it's also psychologically damaging to young children. This teaches children that there is no hope for racial equality, and that no matter how much we treat each other as equals, minorities will always be oppressed. You and I know that's simply not true. These teachings demonize meritocracy and they distract from critical learning. Even more than that, they tear at the fabric of our cultural unity as American people. We stopped critical race theory here in Englewood Cliffs, and it's imperative that we stop these teachings in New Jersey and in other states. We need to share the message that children have a better chance of learning to succeed in America when they believe in America. We must highlight the stories that make America an inspiration to the world. We must teach our children that no matter who you are, what you look like, or where you come from, you can achieve greatness. As we move forward into a new and exciting year, it's important that we focus on what unites us, our beautiful community, the entrepreneurial, hardworking people of New Jersey, and our exceptional nation. In Englewood Cliffs and in New Jersey, we have the opportunity to help shape the cultural and future of the culture and future of the nation. Remember, politics follows culture. So when we believe in America, our leaders will learn to honor their oaths of office. Our students here in Englewood Cliffs are incredibly bright, and if they're empowered, they will go on to do incredible things. Many of our schools in New Jersey are some of the best in the nation, and when we focus on teaching excellence, our students will excel. That's why I hope Governor Murphy will work to remove critical race theory from all our schools. It's what is right for the future of our students, our country, and our state. We cannot allow minority students to ever feel like they are less than their peers. We must empower them. In another recent opinion piece, I pointed out that parents do not want to co-parent with government or Governor Murphy, and they want to be very involved in their children's education. Critical race theory is just the tip of the spear thrust into the heart of America. Consider how much over the past 2 years was taken away from us in an attempt to contain the COVID-19 virus. Far beyond what was necessary, many of the liberties that we never knew we could lose were stripped away in broad stroke policy decisions that should have been left to the local level. We should not ignore the fact that never before in the history of the world have there been more significant life-saving therapies, treatments, and enabling technologies than we are living with today. We are indeed fortunate and blessed to possess the tools to defeat diseases. We must utilize these medical and scientific advances without lockdown interruption to heal patients. And we can't allow people's health to deteriorate into dangerous situations by making them take a back seat to each and every new COVID strain and elected Democrats' lust for power over citizens. Running your business or making a wage is not elective either. And it's elitist for the Democrats to continue this bold-faced lie. We've all seen and felt the effects of inflation at the grocery store and the effects of supply chain bottlenecks because workers in the transportation industry were taken for granted and left without a job for months. Politicians, their staffers, and the bureaucrats running the administrative state have never missed a paycheck during the pandemic. Think about that. Our message, my message, to out-of-touch politicians who would impose their will upon communities is that democracy and a free society is not one unilaterally ruled by a centralized government. It is one that respects the rights of the individual, their families, parental rights, and the rights of communities and states. Only with this foundation does the spirit of America thrive. Nancy and I wish you all a safe, healthy, happy, and prosperous new year. And I look forward to working with you to make our community, our state, and our country the best they can possibly be for our generation and the ones to follow. Thank you.
Thank you. Nominate Mark Parr for council president.
Do I have a second?
Are we doing this in, so now all of a sudden the nomination's good, okay.
Well, no, we're following the agenda. If you look at it, Mr. Luciano says annual address by Mayor Kranjak. That's the one that I just read.
I know, usually it's not the time. I know, I understand.
The next one is, the next thing on your agenda, if you read down, is appointment of council president. There was a motion made. Is there a second?
I'm sorry about it. Okay, I never discuss about this matter. Please don't do that, Ramon.
Okay.
You're turning it down?
Yeah, I don't understand because of my personal reason, I cannot do it. I a couple times mentioned about my being very jeopardized. So I wanted to minimize about it, please.
Discussion at all.
Okay, is there another motion for a borough council president?
Yeah, Tim Trubus. I recommend it.
Is there a second? Mr. Farrow, is that a second?
Yeah, I make a second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on that for anyone, or do you want to just go into a vote?
Thank you for asking if there's discussion. I greatly appreciate that.
Is that discussion?
No, that was a comment.
Okay, so
as an attorney, you would know the difference.
So there's no discussion. Could we have a vote, please? Roll call.
Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
Abstain.
I couldn't hear him. He's muffled.
Said abstain.
I believe Laura heard him. That's all that really matters.
Councilman Luciano?
I abstain.
Okay, I could hear you. I didn't hear Mr. DiGregorio. David, you may want to fix your microphone.
Ms. Borch has heard it.
Councilman Kutrubas. You voting for yourself? Councilman Kutrubas? Where is he? He's muted.
I abstain.
Well, you have two ayes and three abstain.
Okay. Passes. Okay. All right.
Congratulations, Councilman.
So the next item of business is I need a motion to adopt Robert's Rules of Order and the bylaws for the borough. A motion?
Make the motion.
Do you have a second?
Councilman Farrell?
Can we have discussion? Usually after a motion and a second, Mr. Mayor, there's a discussion.
If you have
the ones that you want to select.
If you have anything to discuss regarding Robert's Rules of Order or the bylaws, please go at it.
I'd just like to know if the mayor is going to follow Robert's Rules of Order for every meeting.
I always follow Robert's Rules of Order, and actually I would ask that you do the same and not just jump into conversations that you're not recognized to be in.
Yeah, well, I'm just hoping and praying that you will follow the Robert's Rules of Order, motion, second, discussion. Thank you. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
That's fine. But before, you had an opportunity to pray with Reverend Hubbard, and you and David were talking the whole time. So
really, how do you know?
I was watching you guys.
You should have been praying.
No, I could multitask, put it that way. I'm looking at my screen.
Of course you can.
All right. So is there any other discussion, or do we want to just hear Mr. Luciano all night?
Well, at least I ask questions. That's what I was elected for.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Can we have a roll call, please?
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Member Park?
Yes.
Member DiGregorio?
Yes.
Member Luciano?
Aye.
Council President Kutrubas?
Yes.
Thank you. Next item of business is the 2022 consent agenda. So actually, before I do this, I've been doing this for 6 years, not quite as long as my predecessor and his father, who did it for 42 years. But as I understand it, we always had an RFQ go out to get professionals to bid on the work. And this year we didn't do that. I asked why that wasn't being done. Mr. Mensch said it didn't have to be done. I'm just not sure if we just make up the rules as we go along, Mr. Mensch, or if it's a matter of laziness or what, but we've always had RFQs. We don't have them tonight.
Sure. Mayor, just to be clear, first of all, it's not my job to send out the RFQs. It's your job if you want to do that. Second of all, it's a matter of making.
No, I actually, I actually asked for them to be sent out, and I was told that you said it didn't have to happen.
Well, no, Mayor. So first of all, I would never be involved in sending out RFQs. That's not my job as a borough attorney.
Yeah, but you were consulted.
Second of all, if the question to me is, do you legally have to? The answer is no. You have two processes for appointing any of your professionals. You can go out for an RFQ, or you can appoint through a direct appointment. That's a legal. There's a legal process. You can choose which one you want to do.
Did you say legal or illegal?
Legal process. There's two legal processes. You do not have to go out for an RFQ.
Okay.
So
it sounds like you were consulted, and that's what your answer
that's
was.
My answer is exactly what you said, which is you don't have to. That's correct.
It strikes me as somewhat odd that we've always done it that way. The public knows that we actually vetted everyone, and now it's just become a matter of what does Matt Munch want to do today?
No, the mayor.
Well, this is what the council majority and the mayor wanted to do. So don't blame our council. He gave us legal advice, and you ignored it.
Correct.
You didn't ask till December. So let's be honest with the public. You didn't ask till December.
That's not true. You don't know what I asked for. I asked for your administration to do it.
Don't blame our council. Our council gave us.
No, I'm not blaming the council. I'm telling
just like
you that
did
I
right
asked.
Now in December.
I've been asking.
So you can ignore
no,
it.
No,
like
no, no. You could make up stories. I've been asking for an RFQ. And where were you? Where were you this whole time? You're on the council. Do you do anything other than pipe up at meetings? No. All right. We don't have RFQs. We will proceed as if though Matt Munch's advice is proper and binding.
My name is pronounced Mensch, not Munch.
Okay, well, I've heard it so many different ways tonight. So Mr. Mensch, we will proceed as if though you are correct. So on the agenda 2022 consent agenda, all items are considered to be routine and will be enacted with a single motion. Any items requiring discussion will be removed from the consent agenda. All consent agenda items will be reflected in the full minutes, in the minutes. Okay, so the first one up is 22-01, mayor and council meeting dates. I believe those dates were provided. 22-02, designated official newspapers. Listen, I actually asked if we could get rid of the Bergen Record because they're not a newspaper anymore. They're just an arm of the Democratic Party, but I was told that we have to keep them. So we'll keep the former newspaper, the Record. 22-03, 2022 official holidays. We've got that list that was provided. 22-04, designating 22 bank depositories. And I believe those would be JP Morgan Chase, Bank of Hope, and Cardi Bank. Is that correct?
Let me just check, ma'am. Give me a moment. Hold on one moment. It's not listed on here.
Okay, so I'll just into the record. I believe it's JP Morgan Chase, Kearney Bank, and the Bank of Hope.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here it's Connect One Bank, TD Bank North, State of New Jersey Cash Management Fund. And okay, that's all I have.
Well, I would recommend.
Is that different? I would recommend
then in that case that it be JP Morgan Chase, Bank of Hope, Cardi Bank, and State of New Jersey Cash Fund and TD. And then everything gets sorted out. Mr. Park, is that consistent with what you wanted?
Yeah, it's the Bank of Hope. You know, I want to add on.
Yeah, I added that. Okay.
Mr. Luciano, you had a question? I'm sorry, gentlemen. Can you please repeat that? Because that's not what we have that was distributed in our agenda. And it's not what the mayor just spoke about. So if someone could please clarify what we are approving.
I could be that someone.
You can, please, thank you.
Sure, but happy to do that.
I appreciate it.
You finished?
I am now.
JP Morgan Chase, Bank of Hope, Kearney Bank, State of New Jersey Cash Management, and TD North.
Can I ask how come this wasn't revised or discussed? I mean, it seems like you and Councilman Park had a discussion on it, but how come it wasn't relayed to our borough clerk and updated on our agenda that we just got today?
Mr. Park and I discussed this a long time ago, and Bank of Hope was one of the banks that he wanted to add, and I thought Kearney Bank as well, based on a discussion I had as well. So,
I don't have a problem with it being changed. My question really is to the heart of the matter, is whether you discussed it a year ago, if these agendas were made and we didn't get them till today, how come your discussion wasn't included with the borough clerk so that all of us could be on this? Because there's a number of things in this consent agenda that don't even have a name in it.
Sure, exactly. I received this when you received it. And so that's
some
why.
Some of them are your appointments.
Well, I'm just confirming that these are things that I want to add. And we're at a meeting. It's duly constituted. It's the reorg meeting. By definition, we're reorganizing. So I'm telling you what they are now.
Ben, my question is how come they weren't communicated to the clerk so that we could have this information instead of digesting it right now?
I did it the way I always do it.
Right? Well, that's what I figured. Okay, thank you.
So it is what it is, right?
It is what it is.
Okay, so those are the depositories, adoption of 20.
Mr. Mensch?
Hold on a second. Mr. DeGregorio, would you like to be recognized?
Yeah, I would like to be recognized, and I'd like to ask.
You Mr. are recognized. Mensch, go ahead.
I'd like to ask Mr. Mensch, does he see any problem with what just occurred with these banks?
No, I think that by adding banks, I think the only one that's being subtracted is Connect One, which I believe the council actually did last year. If I'm not mistaken, there was earlier this fall. So adding additional depositories is not an issue. And then to the extent that money is moved into those depositories, there's procedures that have to take place and the council doesn't have to do that if it doesn't want to later. The biggest issue is that banks that hold municipal funds have to be, it's a program called GUDPA, reviewed by the Department of Banking and Insurance. So in order for us to actually move funds into any depositories, we have to make sure that they're GUDPA certified.
Sure. 22-05, adoption of 2022 temporary budget. 22-06, authorized signatories to sign payroll. 22-07, authorized signatories to sign payment of borough expenditures. 22-08, fixed rate of interest for late payment of taxes. 22-09, authorized tax collector to cancel checks. 22-10, authorized cash management plans. And 22-11, authorized petty cash for finance department. So can I have a motion to have a consent vote on all those? 22-01 through 22-11.
So move.
Second.
Can I ask a question, please, sir?
Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I just have to address this to my fellow council members. I know that we were having some significant issues with only having one council meeting a month. And I know that there's been absolutely zero discussion among us with any of this that is supposed to be, you know, us voting on it, even though, like the mayor said, it's what he wants. Are you guys satisfied? Because I think that going forward, one meeting a month might not be satisfactory to get borough business done in one meeting a month. And instead of having to worry about special meetings every other week, like we've had in the last month, I would ask that you consider, maybe not for tonight, but to revise this expeditiously, because I have concerns about one meeting a month and being able to get everything done in one meeting a month.
Okay,
thank
so
we had, sir.
I just want to say that we had three meetings in December, and you know, scheduling meetings for the sake of meetings, Mr. Luciano, is kind of like talking for the sake of talking. If you have something to talk about, say it. And if you have a meeting to have something business conducted, we'll have it. But just to have meetings scheduled because you want to hear yourself speak is not going to fly here.
Well, that's very nice of you to comment like that, but I think that you would have to agree, but I know you won't, that going to one meeting a month has been very challenging.
Not really. I've been doing it for 6 years.
Can I please speak? I know you like to interrupt, and you tell everybody to mute if you went in the middle of your speech about the whole world instead of Englewood Cliff. So if you could let
me
speak.
We are the world.
I'd appreciate it.
We are the world.
And I know, looking at my fellow council members, probably no one's going to comment, but I would like for you to at least think about it. Because you know the challenge of scheduling an additional meeting for all of us to be able to attend, I would please ask that you consider having at least two meetings a month.
I defer to council.
Of course you do, because you don't vote, so let me finish. I think it would be beneficial to not only ourselves in running the borough more efficiently, but it would be also beneficial to the general public as well, so that we don't have meetings that go from 8 o'clock or 6:30 till midnight. We might be able to break them up a little bit and get some work done. Thank you.
And may I be recognized, please?
Yes, you may.
To the computer, they're never gonna hear you.
Okay.
Can't hear you.
I would agree very much with Councilman Luciano. Reason being is to the extra work and coordination of a special meeting, and we've had special meetings probably in the last three or four months anyway. And if you have two meetings a month and then you don't see the necessity, it's a lot easier to cancel the second meeting, and it probably would be less work for the borough employees if they planned on two meetings a month, and then we would cancel should we not need that meeting. So I agree with Councilman Luciano. I think it's good. It's a good policy. I know other towns have two meetings a month and other boards of education. So I would appreciate if this would be considered to accomplish the business of the people of Englewood Cliffs in an efficient way where the, as Mr. Councilman Luciano said, where it doesn't go until midnight or one.
I guarantee you they're all gonna go to midnight and you're still gonna have to wake up and go to work the next day like all of us. But if you wanna, if the council wants to have more than one regular meeting a month, it's up to the council.
It is. That's why I was addressing it to him. Thank you for recognizing.
Let's put it this way. Maybe we cut to the chase. Are you making a motion to have more than one meeting per month? More than one regular meeting per month?
Well, before, you know, that the motion, I have my personal opinion. So far, we have a multiple special meeting. But, you know, actually, I want to point out our meeting procedure. You know, we have to be more efficient, productive, you know, meeting procedure we need. We are, you know, if we look back to our, you know, meeting, always yelling and fighting each other and the kid continue talking and talking. That's, you know, you know, actually, I think we have to improve our meeting procedure and we have to, you know, the very strictly, you know, establish our meeting regulation. Then, you know, if we still need about the two more, you know, actually, you know, regular two meeting a month, I can support it. But even though this kind of, you know, always we used to about our meeting, useless. We just keep continuing arguing each other and keep fighting. And we spend the time. You look at the, you know, everybody look at the, our, you know, the YouTube channel. That's, you know, useless time spending. That I want to emphasize first. That then, you know, if we really need two times, I can support this. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, suggest about it. We just keep about the once a month, and we better to improve our meeting procedure. That's I wanted about it.
Councilman, I agree with you 100%, and thank you for your comments. I do agree with you. I think, and I appreciated that. I think one of your last emails asked us to hold the 5-minute rule, which I'm surprised that we didn't get a comment from the mayor, but I agree with you. And the only thing that I was asking tonight is to please consider it. So I appreciate, I very much appreciate your comments. And
our
behavior does
later need on. But today we just passed this rule and we can, if we need it, we can further discuss about these matters.
That's all I ask, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so anyone else on council? Otherwise there won't be any change to what I read. All right. Have a roll call, please.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio? Councilman DiGregorio, muted.
Listen to the thing.
Yes. With the exception of 1, 4, 5, 9, and 10. 1, 4, 5, and 10. That's Thanks. That's it. Thank you.
Well, how are you recording that? How are you recording that vote? As a no, abstain,
or he voted, from what I heard, and I don't want to speak for him, but what I heard was that he voted yes, except for 1, 4, 9, and 10.
Right, but five. Are those no's or are those recuse or are those abstains?
No's or no's.
No's.
Can I hear from Mr. DiGregorio?
Sure, you can.
No's. Microphone on his side.
Councilman Luciano?
Yeah, I'm going to do the same. Yes to all except for 1, 4, 5, 9, and 10. And the reason why he's speaking low is because we've heard earlier about the echo, so we were trying to eliminate the echo, so we apologize for that.
Okay. Council President Katrubis?
Yes.
Can I pass this?
Okay. Next up, our resolution, theater appointments of the borough professionals. And I believe the way this works is I actually nominate, and then there's a motion, a second, and a vote.
Yeah, but that's
there might not be a motion or a second or a vote, but I do get to nominate. And what, as I understand it, Mr. Mensch, is that if I nominate and there's no second, or if it fails, then in 30 days.
Go for it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Luciano, Mr. DiGregorio, can you not interrupt us? Mr. Mensch, just so we have it on record, can you actually walk us through the process?
Mr. Mayor. So on your appointments, especially the statutory ones, like the borough attorney, engineer, auditor, things like that, it's your appointment to make. You can nominate whoever you want. If it gets voted on, seconded and voted on, if the motion passes, then the appointment's made. If there's either no second, no motion or second, or the motion fails, then whoever is currently serving in those roles would continue as a holdover for the next 30 days. After the 30-day time period, if you have not reached an agreement, so to speak, with a nominee who you want to nominate that the council will approve, then the council has the ability to put up their own nominee, whoever that may be, for those positions.
Okay, so that's the deal. Those are the rules.
Yes, sir.
So 22-12, borough attorney, I nominate Amory Rizzuto in the Wiener firm.
Mayor, one suggestion for you, Mayor, on all these appointments is that the resolutions which are currently here have a blank for the not to exceed amount of. I would suggest that on all these resolutions, regardless of who you're appointing, that you use the same not to exceed amounts as last year. So borough attorney would be for, the Amory Rizzuto of the Wiener Law Group for an amount not to exceed $225,000.
All right. That's my nomination. Is there a motion? Is there a second? Okay, there's no second. The nomination fails.
May I be recognized for a comment, please, or a question?
No, hold on.
That's to do directly. I don't want you to go to the next one because
we don't have discussion. We don't have discussion because there was no motion. Follow Robert's rules, please. 22-13, auditor, nominate Garbarini, our existing auditor.
I make a motion.
A second.
Mayor, for all these, I would again suggest, I can give you the numbers from last year. Otherwise, we can just understand that it'd be the same not to exceed amount as last year. This year would be $60,000 for the auditor not to exceed.
Okay, so all these resolutions have that additional language of whatever last year.
The same as last year. Yes, sir, Mayor. Okay.
Should I just go through all the, auditor, can we have a motion and a second? Is there any discussion? Do we have a vote?
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Councilman Tutubas?
Yes.
It passes.
22, thank you. 22-14, engineer, nominate Mazur Consulting, which is now, I think, also part of Colliers, and Andy Hippolyte at Mazur. Do I have a second?
Second.
I'm sorry, who motioned?
I'll make the motion.
I second.
And is there any discussion?
Is there a not to an exceed amount on that, Mr. Munch?
I think the understanding is that they're all going to be the same not to exceeds as last year. In this case, it was $40,000.
Thank you. I just like to have that stated because apparently all the agendas aren't really correct. So I just want to make sure I'm aware of it.
Actually, that was the fifth time it was stated. But go ahead, have a roll call, please.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Councilman Tutubas?
Yes.
And it passes.
Thank you. 22-15, bond council, nominate Steve Roget and his firm.
I make a motion.
Roget McCarthy. Yes. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a discussion?
Yeah, who's the current council?
Steve Roget.
Steve Roget.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay. Can I have a roll call?
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Councilman Tutubas?
Yes.
And he passes.
Thank you. 22-16, tax appeal attorney. I nominate the Wiener Law Group.
Oh my God.
Is there a motion?
Make the motion.
Second.
Is there a discussion?
Roll call?
Motion. Yeah.
There's no discussion. Just a hearing, no discussion, that call the vote, but I don't run the meeting. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Councilman, you can have a roll call. You don't have to be rude.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Councilman Katurbis?
Yep.
Any passes?
22-17, municipal planner. I think, let me see what I have here. I have Andy Hippolyte and Collier's Major Consulting again.
Make the motion.
Second.
Do you have a discussion if there's any? Hearing none, can I have a vote?
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Councilman Katurbis?
Yes.
Passes.
Okay, 22-18, insurance risk manager. Keep the same person that we have now. Is it Amy?
From Reliance Insurance Group.
From Reliance Insurance.
For Reliance Insurance, okay.
Make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano?
Aye.
Did you say aye, sir?
Aye.
Okay, sorry. Council President Katurbis.
Yes.
So for labor attorney, I nominate Amory Rizzuto and Wiener Law Group.
Make the motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Isn't the current labor attorney Jacoby?
That's the one we authorized in November or December, Mr. Mensch?
That's correct.
What are we changing?
Well, because it's the mayor's appointment and he just made it.
And we had this discussion, otherwise let's have a vote.
He's got his votes.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Councilman Katurbis?
No.
May it fails.
Okay. 22-20, appraisal services. And who's our existing appraisal service?
Timothy Hoffman.
That's fine. I'll nominate him.
Do you have a motion?
So I nominated our existing appraiser. Is there a motion?
I make the motion.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Is there any discussion? If not, let's have a vote.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Councilman Katurbis?
Yes.
22-21, Special Litigation Counsel. I would nominate all the existing special litigation counsel that we have, including but not limited to Stone & Meganini and Bob Woodruff's law firm as well.
Can we please get a complete list of who you're nominating?
If I may, I actually did this earlier. The firms I'm aware of that I would recommend that you include in this list would be the Wiener Law Group, Stone & Meganini, Galantucci and Tullo, Schiller, Pittenger, and Galvin, Eric Bernstein and Associates, and you did clear Jacoby for Labor Council, but
I would do all those except the Galantucci firm, which I just have a conflict with.
And for
you got to separate them then.
And just as a quick note to the council. By creating a special counsel list like this, it just basically puts them on the approval list. These firms all currently have active work.
I would also, in your list, it's missing Cadwallader, Wickersham, and Taft.
Yeah, because they're a New York firm that can't work in New Jersey.
That's my nomination. It's Cadwallader, Wickersham, and Taft gets added on.
And it goes against our attorneys.
You don't have the floor. You don't have the floor.
No, I'm just making the comment.
They're on an approved list. It's no big deal.
I would say it is a big deal. to have them on the approved list.
Okay, yeah. You would say a lot of things, but you know what? You're scared of them. That's why you don't want them.
That's your common answer, but if legally, we go by the law.
We have to uphold our oath of office and
yes,
come on.
So I don't hear a motion.
Just vote no.
I don't hear a motion or a second, Mayor.
Well, that's the list, right?
So just, I don't hear a motion or a second.
Well, I'm asking, there was a motion, wasn't there earlier?
I don't believe so.
There was discussion. No? All right. Is there a motion to include everything as I mentioned it? Everybody, as I mentioned?
Make the motion.
Is there a second? Is there something funny? Okay. So, Matt, how do you want to do this?
So, Mayor, if you want, you could break it up into vote on each firm individually, if you want to do that, or you could table it for this evening and you could come back, you know, and address it at another meeting. That's up to you.
What's the council's pleasure for our council president, Katrubis? What do you want to do?
I think that we should go by the recommendation of what Matt had and add all those attorneys that he had mentioned. Because again, you're not using them. It just gives the council options and just putting them on the shelf. I mean, I understand the only one you had an issue with was Galantucci, but if we go by the by Matt's recommendation, we should be okay.
What about Cadwalader?
Well, that's Matt didn't mention it. Mr. Mensch didn't mention Cadwalader, but
he didn't. Right, he didn't.
Okay. Right. And I have a question, please, Councilman Katrubis. We've created a affordable housing committee that was supposed to negotiate, which I think now is probably out 60 days. We've still been continuing to use Stone and Manganini for some reason, but we were supposed to get a report on a revised rate. I know last month we squoze in, to my surprise anyway, a resolution for a flat fee. Has the committee negotiated with Stone and Manganini, and what is the rate?
Yeah, I don't think that this is the proper place for discussion. We're discussing something completely different here, and I don't want to veer off topic.
Well, I believe, with all due respect, Councilman, I believe it is appropriate because we're about to vote on them to be special counsel. So before we vote on them for being special counsel, don't you think that it's
are the, we adding Stone and Manganini to be special counsel? Is that the recommendation?
That's what Mr. Mensch said.
And Council President Katrubis, you know, there's on your list of resolutions, you have special litigation counsel, and then later on you also have affordable housing counsel. So another way of managing this to the mayor's question is you could do 22-21, that resolution could simply be the other firms, Wiener Law Group, Galantucci and Petullo, Schillinger, Pittenger and Galvin, Eric Bernstein and Associates, and Cleary Jacoby, who all currently are doing work for the borough. And that's that, the one list. And then you could have your separate list on affordable housing related matters that would cover Stone and Manganini. You guys can argue.
I understand. So Stone and Manganini needs to be added to special counsel.
They should be on there somewhere if they're currently doing work in the borough. Whether it's
that's fine. Well, I have no comments. I have no comment for discussion other than the resolutions speak for themselves.
All right. So here's what we'll do.
So we're not going to be told the rate. Okay. Thank you, Councilman.
Here's what we'll do. Make the complete list, have a roll call, and everyone vote on that list, excluding the ones that you reject or, as in the case of Mr. DeGregorio and Mr. Luciano, have conflicts with.
I don't have a conflict.
If that's what you think, that's your position.
What's my conflict? Matt, Mr. Mensch, do I have a conflict? Please advise me of what my conflict is.
I'm not sure which firm the mayor's referring to or what the conflict was.
Yeah, because I don't believe you mentioned, I mean, the mayor mentioned his favorite firm in New York that we're afraid of, but I mean, I know you advised us that you know, they don't have a license in New Jersey, and we didn't leave them in that resolution. So I'm not sure what the mayor's talking about with my conflict.
But that's a different issue. You're suing the borough based on the underlying transactions of Cadwalader and Stone and Manganini. So that in most normal English speaking countries would be a conflict of interest.
Yeah, but they're not in the resolution, so there is no conflict.
No, what
$100,000 that's the issue.
What I was saying, the most logical and organized way of doing this is you do the entire list, and then people could vote on that list, either rejecting or approving each one.
Okay, so, what's the list? That's what my original.
So let's make the list. Mr. Mensch, can you read the list into the record? We have them, and then have a motion and a second. God hoping no more discussion.
I make a motion to table.
And then, hold on a second. Mr. Mensch, I have the floor.
Motion and
Luciano,
a second.
You don't have the floor. I was asking Mr. Mensch to make a list. Mr. Mensch, give us a list.
The list of attorneys that I have is Wiener Law Group, Stone and Manganini, Gallen, Tucci and Petullo, Schillinger, Pittenger and Galvin, Cleary Jacoby, and Eric Bernstein and Associates.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, don't lose sight of the fact that this is my nomination, my appointment, right? So on that list, add Stone and Manganini, Cadwalader, Wickersham, and Taft.
Okay, so that is the list of the mayor's nomination. So if there is a motion,
But on that list, my nomination is not Galantucci.
Okay.
All right, so Galantucci's off. Stone is in, Cadwalader is in, Wiener is in. All right, is there a motion?
I don't hear a second. Can we please move on?
I'm sorry, was there a motion? I didn't hear a second.
I don't hear a motion. Can we please move on?
We can move on.
Thank you.
Next up is 22-22, financial advisor, and this is my nomination is PKF O'Connor Davies LLP.
Is that who we presently have?
And by the way, these aren't, I don't know why it says 3 months here. These should be 1 year appointments, all of these, right?
Yes, they're all 1 year.
They're 1 year.
All right. The sheet that you gave me has 3 months. I'm not sure why. All right, so 1 year appointment for PKF. Do I have a motion? There are existing financial.
Make a motion.
Second.
Have a discussion, anybody? Have a roll call.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Councilman Kutrubis?
Yes.
It passes.
22-23, continuing disclosure advisor. And this is Phoenix Advisors. There are our existing advisor. Is that a motion?
Make the motion.
Second.
Discussion or comment?
No.
Any discussion?
Okay.
Your vote.
Councilman Ooh. Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No. No.
Councilman Luciano?
No, thank you.
Councilman Kutrubis?
Yes.
The next one's the Affordable Housing Council. Who's our existing Affordable Housing Council?
Currently, it's Eric Bernstein and Associates.
Okay, I'll nominate Bernstein. For a second.
You made a motion, Mayor? Okay. You made a motion, Mayor? I didn't hear that.
I'll make the motion.
A second.
All right. Discussion. Roll call.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
Absolutely not.
Council President Kutrubis?
Yes.
And it passes.
Thank you. 22-25, Affordable Housing Litigation Council. Mr. Mensch, who's the current litigation council?
Well, it's officially from last year, I believe it was still Eric Bernstein and Associates. Right now, he has the one piece of litigation. Well, he has Concerned Citizens, and he has the 800 Sylvan versus the Michaels Project litigation.
And then
of course, there's the other litigation.
Who's the other firm that we're using?
Well, Stone & Magnini and Cadwalder.
Okay, so for purposes of Affordable Housing Litigation Council, I would nominate two firms, Bernstein to continue with what he's working on, and Stone & Magnini.
I make the motion.
You have a second?
Second.
You have a discussion?
Yeah, do we have a rate?
These are all the same rates. You may have mentioned that the five times that was mentioned, but it was the same rates that they're existing right now.
What is that existing rate, please?
I don't have it in front of me. Mr. Mensch, do you know, or Laura, do you know?
Councilor, are you asking for the actual billing rate or the not to exceed amounts?
Well, I'll take them both, but it'd be nice to start with what the rate that we're going to pay them.
Yeah, I don't know what the Stone & Magnini, all of these resolutions, I should preface it, by the way, Councilman, is that it's still subject to the borough entering into a contract
With all due respect, Councilor, we've had that this year too, and it went from 100 to a million, so I'm a little concerned about that.
I understand. The not to exceed amount for affordable housing litigation from last year was 200,000 and in total, and I have the Bernstein rate, hourly rate. If you give me 1 second, I can get it for you. But I think it's about 175 an hour.
I believe that's what it was. I'm more concerned about the Stone & Magnini that no one has an idea of what we pay them. But thank you very much. The mayor knows, but he's not our secretary, so he won't tell us it.
I don't actually know.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a roll call, please.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
Absolutely not.
Councilman Kutrubis?
Yes.
22-26.
Passes.
Thank you. 22-26, Affordable Housing Planner. Do we still have Mike? Is that the existing planner?
I believe that's correct, Mayor.
Whose last name escapes me at the minute? It's not on my list here. Hold on.
I think I have it, but give me a moment.
Mistrata, Mike Mistrata and his firm. So I nominate Mike Mistrata and his planning firm.
I think that's Harbor Consultants, Mayor.
That's right, that's Harbor. The next one is Nassau. Okay. Have a motion.
Make a motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Who is the second, please?
That would be me.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Kutrubis. Good.
Okay. Can we roll call?
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Council President Kutrubis?
Yes.
May it passes.
Thank you. 22-27. Affordable Housing Financial Advisor. I believe this is Nassau Consultants, Bob Howell.
And Nassau Capital.
Nassau Capital, yeah.
Excuse me. Okay.
Give a motion.
Make the motion. Second.
I mean, they did a good job. Right? They're the ones that got us the tax credits.
Is there any discussion other than the two of you talking to each other?
Got to talk to somebody.
Okay. Give a roll call.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano?
Aye.
Councilman Kutrubis?
Yeah.
Okay, next are resolutions regarding the borough employees and staff. 22-28, borough administrator, I nominate Rosemary Weber.
Make a motion.
Can you, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. This is 22-28? I believe that was a question for you, Mayor.
What else would it be?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking. It could be 22, 29, 30, 31, 30. It could be any of them. Okay, so I'm just wondering.
So we just did 27 and 28 follows 27. It's the borough administrator.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So we have a motion. Did we have a second?
I didn't hear a motion.
Yes, I did it.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry about it. This okay, interim borough administrator is a weird. I'm sorry, I misunderstand about it. We are hiring procedure right now, right? We are talking about this one or what, to whom? Because I don't have
any. We have a contract.
No, we don't have. I don't have any. You know, detailed name on here.
My list and my rights are to nominate a borough administrator. I'm nominating Rosemary Weber. There was a
moment. Oh, okay. That's my mistake. I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
So, Mr. Mensch, do we presently have a contract with our acting borough administrator, right? A firm that's being acting as our borough administrator right now through April?
Yes, sir. But I think under the contract, to the extent that if the mayor nominated a administrator that the council wanted to hire, I believe that the contract has provisions in there that would allow the council to hire somebody if that's what they wanted to do.
Okay, thank you.
MA is currently serving through April.
So just to be clear, I nominated a borough administrator, not an interim borough administrator. There was a motion. I'm not sure if I heard a second or not.
Yes, interim. What is that?
I didn't hear a second, Mayor.
Mr. Park, did you second that?
No.
Okay. All right, so there's no second.
May I ask, can somebody define interim? Mr. Mayor, can you define interim for us? What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. That's why I didn't use it. I use borough administrator. Somebody put it on this agenda. It wasn't me. I don't know if it was the agenda committee or not. But
We haven't had an agenda committee meeting in 2 months, so.
You sound sad about that.
It just shows how your administration works.
I'm not on that committee.
So. You're on every committee.
Did you ask for a meeting, Mr. Luciano?
Mr. Luciano chairs it.
Oh, sure does.
So you're upset that you haven't had an agenda committee meeting for a committee that you chair, Mr. Luciano.
He also chairs the finance. He doesn't know about the bills either.
That defies
yeah, because I can't get a copy of them. So that's true, Councilman Kutrubis. And you're in charge of the law and you don't know what rate we're paying attorneys. So don't give me that.
That defies logic, Mr. Luciano, but it's you, so I accept it. Okay, so Mr. Kutrubis, I don't know what the interim item there was added for, but that's why I took it out when I made the nomination.
No problem.
So 22-29, compliance officer. I'm not sure who the existing compliance officer is because it's not on my list. Can somebody tell me?
I believe from last year it would have been the borough administrator, Ms. McMorrow. The draft resolution you have in front of you would be for GMA to serve in that role while they're serving as administrator right now.
Yeah, so I'm not a big believer in temps doing real work, and especially people who are really not around enough to really understand the borough. And that's why, no other reason, I'm basically anti-GMA right now. I've seen nothing to change that. You need a permanent full-time person in there all the time. I don't like getting out of office emails every other day that someone's not going to be in. I'm in every day working. Everyone else is in every day working. The borough administrator should be in every day working. So it's not consistent with my work ethic or my work philosophy that you would have such an important position turned over and outsourced to a temporary outsourced person who's actually getting paid three times more than the one that we had in there before, Carol McMorrow. So
On all of these, compliance officer, personnel officer, insurance fund commissioner, those I nominate Rosemary Weber. So let's cut to the chase. If I have a motion for that, fine, so be it. If not, then we move on. Do I have a motion?
I make the motion.
Do I have a second? Okay, so we move on. 22-32 ADA coordinator. Who's that? Who's that currently?
Administrator. It's usually the administrator, Mayor.
Okay. Are all these the administrator?
Yes, up to 232.
Okay, so 232. Same thing. I nominate Rosemary Weber.
Did we do 31?
We did him on bank.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, do I have a motion for ADA coordinator Rosemary Weber?
I make the motion.
Okay, I don't hear a second. We move on. 22-33, COA Trust Fund RPT Preparer. I believe that's
it's Kathy
Scancarella. Yeah, Kathy Scancarella, and I would nominate her.
To make the motion.
Second.
Okay.
Discussion.
Councilman.
No. Okay.
You want to do all in one, Mayor? You want to do each individually? Up to 22-38.
Is that the same person?
No, each of them. I have them all listed on the borough employees, basically, and I have a roll call vote for them all up to 22-38.
Okay, so I just go through them then. 22-33, that's Kathy Scancarella, my nomination. 22-34. Property maintenance officer, that's Art Sapelsa. I nominate him. He does a great job.
Yeah.
22, be respectful, please. 22-35, zoning officer, that's Gino Tesoro. He does a great job too. I nominate him and I thank all of them for their work. Fire prevention official, 22-36. Not sure who that is.
Joe Cordulo.
Oh yeah, Joe Cordula, he does an incredible job. And he's so conscientious. I see him running all over the place and he's always worried about, you know, the safety of residents and workers in town. So he's got incredible work ethic and I have to hold him in esteem. So I nominate him. 22-37, collection system sewer operator. I believe that would be Mr. Neville.
No, it's Mr. Shoppy, Thomas Shoppy.
Oh, okay. And 22-38, so I nominate him. 22-38, recycling coordinator.
That's Mr. Neville.
Mr. Neville, okay. So you have 22-33 through 22-38. You have my nominations. Do I have a second?
Make a motion on that.
Thank you. I'm sorry, he makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it. Sorry, I was not right. Paying attention.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to ask a question just for clarification, because the agenda that we had, you said that.